kind of definitely the same. You know, the drivers are definitely different. You know, just being able to work with those guys, you know, their techniques and tendencies. You know, that core drive for probably going to be way different. And just the numbers, though, I think is probably the biggest thing for me. You know, there's so many forums. You know, this year, fortunately, there's a lot of players that somebody's got to know. I think there's 11 or 12 players in the forum where, you know, typically there's only like 6 or 7. So, it won't be as big an adjustment for me, just since there's more players this year. But I would say it's relatively the same. You know, it's always the same thing, same kind of way of doing it. It's just, you know, the approach of the people you're doing this is a little bit different.
Yeah.
that's a rant. I did not think it would be that different, truthfully. I figured it would be pretty simple to just switch, and yeah, that was definitely wrong. There was so much more going on. I got a game to look at. You know, I was talking with James over there, and I was like 15 minutes late to this meeting that we had. And I played some Everest, so I'm just not used to playing that meetings. Like, we've never done those before in my career. So there's a lot different. You know, just everything that's going on, and just, like I said, the resources, the data, the analytics, like, there's just so much that, honestly, it's really opened my eyes up to just how vastly different it is. It's really crazy to think that's what we've raced against my entire cup career. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get going. I feel pressed for, you don't realize how good you've had it around, like, just having all this at your disposal. So, yeah, it's definitely been very eye-opening for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think it can go both ways. I think you can read too much into it, but I also think it's a great way to kind of diagnose what's going on and, you know, just even see where you stack up. Standpoint, everything, like, it's been way different, like, and you know, like, one competition meeting, but just seeing, like, okay, this is where we actually stacked up on the speed standpoint, other than just where we finished, like, that's been something I've never had before, so, yeah, it's definitely been really good. I think that you can definitely read too much into it, but that's with anything, like, you can dive way too deep into it and get real strong really quickly, but just taking what you know that's kind of worked, and, you know, that's a good thing for me coming into here, like, JDR knows what works, and they know what data to look at, what data not to look at. So for me, it's very overwhelming right now, but it'll get a lot easier to where I can just say, hey, at the end of, you know, Sunday night, I can go look at this and read this and know that it's kind of where we need to be better, and, you know, vice versa. Yeah, it's hard to say so far. You know, here it's kind of running wide open. It's hard to really get a true read, especially not the draft yet. And that Bowman Gray is so small. It's hard to really tell anything. So I'm sure there's going to be differences. You know, every manufacturer kind of has their own little things that make it unique. So yeah, we'll definitely, I think, be able to have a better read, I would say, with some of the West Coast swing. But there's going to be things different. And, you know, it's going to be, for me, I'd have to adjust to that. You know, especially being at one manufacturer for as long as I have. You know, there's going to be things that are way different that I'm just going to have to get used to. And I also think there's things that I can bring to the table, you know, just a different perspective. Hey, I think maybe we could try this different or whatever. So, yeah, it's just going to take a couple weeks. And then once we get a little more of a baseline, I think I'll be able to work a little more. Yeah, a little bit. You know, I never moved as a kid growing up, but I imagine this is what it would feel like. You know, you're still going to school, but it's all new faces and new people. And, you know, the teachers teach things a little bit different, and, yeah, it's definitely the same, but it's very, very different. Like, even just the people at the racetrack, you know, the team that I had with the 14, you know, I was with them for, you know, nearly 5 years, right? Like, they would come to our kindergarten field parties, they'd come to my kids' birthday parties. Like, these guys, I don't know at that level yet. I'm sure we're going to get to that, but, you know, just going to the racetrack, like, it's still not awkward, but, like, you're still kind of, like, tiptoeing, seeing what you can get away with, like, what people, like, personality realize and react. So, yeah, it's definitely different, and definitely feels like a new kind of school for sure. Yeah, they look pretty far away. Yeah, the traffic has been something I've learned really, really quickly to not take lightly of. So, yeah, it's been an adjustment for sure. Yeah, JD, yeah. Yeah, I think it's super important to have at least one familiar face. And, you know, even me and him, like, you know, I've called him some nights and I leave the shop and he's, you know, we leave at the same time. We just talk on the way home. Like, hey, it's crazy. Like, maybe we're this way. Or, you know, maybe we could bring this to the table from what we did. So it's nice to have somebody there that you can just bounce stuff off of. And, you know, there's somebody that can relate. And then even for myself, like, there's real things that, you know, are specific to me, like, cryptic. I don't know what they were. I just know what like what it was. I don't know how to get it. Like, having JD be like, I can go to JD and say, hey, you know, well, that pedal's just so much harder than what the other guys ran. And he's like, yeah, you know, we had to put half inch spacing in there, whatever. Well, if we didn't have somebody, like, we would be lost. Like, it took us 3 months just to get my seat right. So, yeah, it's definitely nice to have somebody that's a familiar face. And, you know, I've known JD for almost 10 years now. So, definitely nice to kind of have that one staple around, you know, if I'm, you know, needing somebody or whatever, like, that's the one close thing that I have for sure. Honestly, like, the biggest difference is just coach, like, and you know, I think against Dean and Tony, they just, you know, they ran other businesses where, like, coach, this is business, this is what he hits, saves the price every single day, and he's there every single day, so that's been the biggest difference. And I was even talking to Rick the other day, I was like, man, if we don't run bad on one week, and like, it's not even weird, like, having the Bears on Monday, and like, why don't we run so bad? Because, like, I've never had that. So, that's what's been the biggest difference, is just how, you know, from the tape down, how into it is. But then the data side, I would say, has been very, very eye-opening. Like, they've tracked stuff from that. I told my wife just last week, too, I said, like, it's kind of crazy that they, like, picked me, because of all the data and analytics they had on me, like, it's just nuts, like, how much in-depth they are with the whole field where each guy stacks up from, you know, passing rate, restart rate, like, all this stuff that I didn't think anybody even paid attention to, and they definitely have the data for it. So it's been very eye-opening from that standpoint, for sure. It's weird because, like, truthfully, I really thought I was retiring before Super Bowl. Like, I thought that was the career that I was going to have my job for. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, that career meant the world to me. But truthfully, from a career standpoint, this is probably the best thing that could ever happen to me. So, I was just talking to JD and my wife about the other day. Like, I guess that's where I was like, in the back of my mind, I told myself, like, I could be a good champion. But, like, I've never felt like I had when I got here. Like, easy, like, I can legitimately win the championship now. So, from a career standpoint, as sad and as bad as it is, like, SHR shutting down is probably the best thing that's ever happened in my career. Just, you know, getting this opportunity. You know, if you can drive a JGR or Kendrick or even Penske, like, that's an incredible opportunity, right? So, you know, if SHR didn't shut down, like, there's no way I'm sitting here right now. You know, I was going to be under contract and everything. So, even if Martin retired, like, I wasn't even going to be available, right? You know, the timing of it all worked out. I mean, truthfully, it was just good. The timing, 100%. You know, SHR shutting down when it did. You know, the following week, Martin deciding he was retiring. Like, it was just really perfect timing. So, yeah, it's weird looking back a year ago. Like, headspace where I was, where I was. But, yeah, definitely grateful that I'm where I'm at now, for sure. Blue-white diapers are not my friend. I got real news right now. So that would be one of the things. I'm, for whatever reason, terrified of birds. Birds freak me out, right? Well, I'm at a restaurant, it's right by the beach, like, with seagulls and, like, diving down, like, trying to grab food while I'm in. I don't like those. But birds freak me out a little bit. Yeah, so James, I mean, truthfully, I don't really know the whole backstory. But yeah, James is super into fitness. Him and his wife both are, like, I mean, like, diet. Like, his diet right, you can get about, like, eating right, working out. So when I came over there, you know, James was like, so what do you do? Like, that's just a big problem. He's a guy, so what do you know? Kind of how that person. I was like, well, truthfully, I don't ever eat fresh vegetables. I eat air fried food, and I don't work out. So it's like, I really need to change that. Like, you know, they really had to be 100% in the race car at all times. And, you know, if I'm putting in 100% effort on my end, like, they wouldn't know that you're 100% bought in too. And, so yeah, he's like, I would love for you to, you know, so James's wife actually trains me, like, nutritionalist. And it's been good for me, personally, to, like, have his wife go, because it holds me way more accountable, because if I don't do it, like, James personally knows, where if I was, like, the team or, like, you know, TRD even, like, has the little driver program, like, I could probably get away with that. Like, with his wife doing it, holds me extremely accountable. So, you know, I'd be lying if I said I'm perfect at it. I could do way, way, way better. But I've been really, really good for, like, 3 or 4 weeks in those 10 pounds, and I kind of neutral to that. Yeah, that's kind of where I came from. It's like, that's just such a big part of James' life. And he was wanting me to be the same. And I figured some article maybe on Facebook about how Coach Tammy wanted me to lose weight. It's like, Coach Tammy said that to me, I was all jeans. Yeah, it was like right when I started working out, like, first of December, I think. So, yeah, it was one of the first conversations. You know, I think me and James went to lunch, and, like, he ordered, like, this super healthy burger, and, like, I fried stuff, and he's like, that's going to change. So, yeah, it was pretty early. It's different for me, they know how the child's been from, he's been there his whole career, right, where I'm coming in, so I don't really know where I fit in quite yet. It's definitely vastly different from where I'm used to, even from a teammate standpoint, too, like, just having teammates, I had Kevin, so that was, like, a good baseline to judge off of, but outside of Kevin, like, I've always been kind of a higher tenure driver, and, like, just had more experience. So now coming into a place where, Christopher has a year more than me, obviously Ty has less, but, Denny's very similar to Kevin. So, for me being able to see kind of behind the scenes of what made Kevin so successful, and now being able to see what makes Denny and Christopher so successful, being able to be there, like, every single day and kind of see behind the scenes has been nice. I'm glad, I guess, I feel like I'm pulling out of the pool. I feel like, in the competition meeting even that we had, like, I didn't really know where my place was yet, right? Like, I didn't know how much to how little to what to talk about. So I tried to just kind of mirror it off of Denny and Christopher and Ty and try to kind of fit that same mold. But, truthfully, I think, as me being there has made hopefully a difference, and hopefully I can continue to do that. I know, at least with Christopher, like, me and him are so close and they've known each other for so long. I think it's nice for him just to have somebody familiar with instead of a newbie come in. So maybe that's why he said that, but hopefully I can just continue to elevate the program and give insight where I feel like I can make it better. And, don't feel like I'm really like got to make it better, but I do have a very unique perspective compared to what they're used to. I haven't told Christopher that. Like, you don't know how good you've had it. You're working for you. Like, just with all the data and the stuff they have at their disposal. For me, I think that is where I can, fill a little bit of a void. Just, I have a different perspective than what other JGR people are used to because I've seen it from the other side. I don't feel pressure. I feel like the expectations are high, so just naturally, like, the pressure is there to perform. That's the biggest difference for me is it's not even pressure, it's just the fact that, like, you're expected to run good. Like, there's no reason you shouldn't run good. So, that part of it is different. I literally was telling the rep just a couple weeks ago, like, this is the first time I've ever felt like I could legitimately win a cup championship. Like, I guess I feel like I've told myself I could, but realistically, I knew that was probably not going to happen. I can legitimately see myself, getting to Phoenix and being a contender, which I've never really felt that way before. So from that standpoint, I don't know if it's really pressure, it's just the expectation is now way higher. Yeah, for sure. And that's where, like, I feel like my experience with my situation, I feel like I was, capable of the field, right? And I feel like I was able to perform there, but on the cup side, I've never really been in that top tier program. And really feel like I can do what I'm capable of. So, that's the thing I'm most excited for is, SHR, I would get, four or five races a year where my car was capable of running in front and winning, where, now I'm going to have 20 something opportunities to do that. So, that's the thing I'm probably most excited for. Yeah, I took Tony. I actually went with Tony for two or three days in Texas, so I got to hang out and ride with him. Didn't talk any racing at all. I got to hang out with Tony and talk to him. But, nothing really about racing, truthfully. Like, it was mainly about racing. We're trying to get away from it. But, I think, Tony's in a really good spot, obviously. Seeing the transition in Tony now being a father is something as a fate. I can't remember the fate. But yeah, it's been really cool, and I think, you know, you're going to see a new Tony Stark next time you see him talk to him in my show. I don't think so. I mean, obviously, I wasn't on the back end of it. You know, I didn't even know we were shutting down until the day they told us. I'm not super involved in what was going on, but I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, Tony was ready to be done, and, you know, Gene was wanting to do something different, and, you know, I think it kind of worked out right best for everybody. You know, Tony got a deal on his plate, and wasn't, you know, obviously super involved in asking for stuff anymore with everything else he had going on, and was ready to make a change, and it just so happened that with the Trevor sounding like they were and everything else, and it's just in his perfect timing. Just because for me, it's not going to be as big of an adjustment. You know, for them, it's probably going to be a bigger adjustment just going from what they've had to how many they have now. But for me, I think it's going to be pretty normal. And even the Ford deal, it kind of got to where it's too much. Like, we have to split up into multiple packs because we're just so big. So, there's a sweet spot. You know, and I do think the 12 is kind of a sweet spot now. We're right around, you know, 10 cards. So, hopefully, we can play a Dark Age. Yeah, we went to Martinsville. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be cool. You know, they have no idea what's going on. Obviously, you know, Marissa the other day, just yesterday, she's like, I'm just going to go out there with a stroller. But for Christ, I'm like, I don't think they're going to let you take a stroller out there, but you can try it. So I don't even know what that's going to look like pre-race. You know, Brooks is definitely at the age where, like, he's all about it. He's loving it right now. But yeah, the twins, it's a... Honestly, we way smoother race trip than I ever expected. I thought we would be getting no sleep because they were not in a normal environment. Truthfully, they sleep better here than they sleep at home. So, I don't know, maybe we'll just move into the motorhome and let them sleep up for the night. But yeah, it's been really, really good so far. You know, it's cool to have them here. You know, just have that, you know, pictures look back on. You know, especially with it being the first time with a new team. It's the first time for them here. It's going to be easy and significant for us as a family to remember. So, should be hopefully a lot of fun. Hopefully we can make some really good memories on Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, something like every year, like, you know, starting with just Marissa and then starting with Marissa and Brooks, and now it's going to be, you know, five of us. So it's one of those things. I don't think you really realize the significance of it until you're, like, stepped away from the sport and years from now, and you look back, man, like, you know, where did the time go? I know for me, you know, memories pop up on your phone, right? And, like, just seeing how Brooks is now versus how he was on my phone, it's like, man, we're on time. It feels like yesterday. So I'm sure it's going to be the same with the twins. And, you know, having three of them, time goes by even faster now. So, you know, it'll be one of those things that, you know, in the moment, probably doesn't feel that significant, but, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, you're going to look back on it. You know, just appreciate that moment of, you know, all three of them just being out there. Yeah. That's not the running race, but I don't think I'm going to have much of a choice into it as he is right now. So, yeah, he's all about it right now, so we'll see if I can get it out of it. I'm at this weird spot right now where, you know, for the time being, I'm retired and happy to be retired. You know, I think my mind has shifted a little bit over the last, you know, honestly 6 months or since we've had the twins. Just, you know, having three kids now, you know, it's definitely made me a little bit more aware of just what I'm going and doing and trying to spend more time at home and putting in reality for them. You know, I've had buddies, you know, get paralyzed or hurt. Not that it can't happen over here, but, you know, is it really, you know, worth doing? Like, this is an incredible opportunity for me right now. And, you know, I'd say next year I'll go back and do it. But for the time being, like, I'm happy with being, I guess, seeing that I'm retired from it, and just watching as a fan. you know, I'm kind of living through Christopher, I think, on anything, just because, for me right now, I don't have, I guess the things I know how to go do it. Like, I'm so into trying to make the studio thing work, and, you know, even, you know, just trying to be the best for other person I can do that. I don't really think about going to do it wasting of time, but it'll make a different change. Yeah, I think that's where I was, like, kind of my mind shift has changed, is I've had way more fun being the car than the driver, so it makes it a little bit easier to step away for a little bit.